At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Is instilling a healthy amount of fear in your children a good way to parent children? That's what popped up on my social media feed today.
Okay.
Yeah. No, sign me up. That's how I was raised.
I think a healthy dose of fear in certain situations can definitely keep you safer, but it can also hold you back too, right? And that's not something that you want for your kids, so you got to find and toe that line.
Yeah, my little one, my six-year-old, I could think a million things off the top of my head that I told her this weekend. When we were in a parking lot, I told her she had to hold mommy's hand or she's going to get hit by a car. You got to put a little bit of that fear in them.
Sure.
They can't see you. You're too small. You got to hold mommy's hand.
Are you still telling her if she wanders off, she's going to be kidnapped?
Yes. She'll get stolen all the time. I said, you're a beautiful girl. If you leave mommy and you keep walking around and you're trying to hide, somebody's going to steal you. I tell her that all the time.
Snatch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I told her last night. She's constantly.
Telling her that she needs to stay by your side and that the fact is that there's people out there that might want to, you know, whatever, is that's okay. When
right.
You used to point to strangers, regular people in the grocery store, the mall, whatever, and be like, that man is here to take you. That's wrong.
I call it creative parenting.
It's wrong.
I told her last night.
What if you were that guy?
She constantly has her fingers in her nose and then it goes to her mouth. Do you know how much that drives me and my husband crazy?
It's gross.
Finally, I told her last night, you're going to get sick and have to go to the hospital. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
If you put your boogers near your mouth. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of parents do this. I don't think it's bad. My 16-year-old daughter, Hayden.
Hi.
I have a question for you.
What's up?
Did I ever make you afraid of something?
Yes, you've made me afraid of many things.
Let's start at a list, like top of mind. I mean, I think it would be easier if you guys were like walking down the street or driving together right at this moment for her to point things out. But yeah.
Like what?
Driving.
Why have I made you afraid of driving?
Because you always tell me you're driving a 2,000, maybe more pound vehicle. You can easily kill someone or yourself.
Right. I mean, it's true. All those things are facts.
Yeah, it's true, but you don't tell them every day.
Well, no, they have to understand that and know and understand the fear and everything that goes along with it.
That's one fear.
Yeah. What else?
What else is top of mind, Hayden?
Haunted houses.
Oh, right. Because Anna does believe that at some point in a haunted house, some serial killer is going to be there and is actually going to be killing people, and the house will therefore be actually haunted.
Mark my words. One day it's going to happen, and I don't want my kids in that haunted house when it happens.
Yeah, okay. What else, Hayden?
What I didn't hear, Hayden, was thank you. All right, what else?
The ocean.
I mean, there's a long list of stuff here. I feel like we're just skimming the surface here, too. Like, again.
Wait, why? Why the ocean? I know why.
Because I can drown, and it's scary.
Yeah. The waves are big.
Yeah.
They pull you right underneath.
I'm familiar with the ocean. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What else was there?
Is there anything else?
I mean, she's nowhere near the ocean right now, but that one came right to mind. Well, haunted houses, not even Halloween time.
Right. No, these are things that you should be afraid of. What is Dakota afraid of anything? No, she's fearless. I'm working so hard to try to instill some fear in her, but it's not working. All right. Well, on that note,
that's good enough for now.
Yeah, go to school.
She's still got to go to school.
Okay. All
right. How about failure? You got to be afraid of failing.
Come on.
No, it's
stop it.
The big thing. That's why today you go to school. You give 110%. You worked so hard.
Hayden, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
No matter what. Your whole life is going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye.
What are your thoughts on this? What fears did your parents instill on you? And was it good? Came across one of my feeds earlier today. Is instilling a healthy amount of fear in your children a good way to parent?
Mm.
And my answer is yes. That's how I was brought up, and that's what I do with my kids.
I mean, a little bit of fear is good, right? Especially in certain situations. Like, don't put your hands near the mouth of a crocodile. That would be a good fear. I remember chainsaws. My parents always, when I was growing up, very concerned with chainsaws. I didn't have a chainsaw at my house. There was no chainsaw in my garage, but for whatever reason, I was very nervous about them.
Right. What fear did your parents instill in you?
Arlene, what did your parents make you so afraid of when you were growing up?
It wasn't my parents. I'm the youngest of a bunch of siblings. And my middle sibling, she's kind of paranoid. She would, like, when she was babysitting, she would do drills. So we'd all be sleeping, 2 o'clock in the morning, she'd wake up and be like, fire, fire, fire. So, like, she made us, like, read a checklist, and then she would, you know, make us wake up and practice drill, like, at random times, at random days, and like, that's what instilled fear for us.
I mean, what did she go on to do? Did she join the military or anything like that? Like, what?
No. I did speak to my parents and, you know, thought that she should be admitted somewhere, but no.
Admitted is different than signing up. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
right.
But no, she's just, that's how she was. So she prepared us. What do you do if you get kidnapped? What do you do if somebody calls you and say that, you know, your mom is on the corner and they're waiting for you? Like, she just had a whole scenario. She should work for the CDC or the disaster area or something, because she
she should be a detective, really, an FBI profiler.
Yes,
I mean, that, listen, in a lot of ways, that's great. I mean, on the other hand, I want to sleep, right? So the drill's at 2, 3 a.m. That's not necessary, but right.
Just looking out for your best interest.
No, it wasn't. It gave us a lot of sleep problems.
Victoria, quickly there, tell us, what fear did your parents instill in you?
Well, we used to play with flashlights when we were kids, and my mom would tell us that the cops were going to come because somebody was going to think that somebody was robbing the house.
Oh, yeah, it's Watergate. It's Watergate. That's totally what it is, of course. Yeah, I'm going to see it from outside. Somebody's going to call somebody, and here comes the cops.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You can turn on flashlights inside. It's your house. Do whatever you want. You're okay. Frank, how about you? What'd your parents make you afraid of?
So I've got a fear of planes. My parents, growing up, whenever we had to take a trip, you know, we're going out of state to visit our grandparents, it was never we're getting on a plane to travel 12 hours. We are driving every single time. They just had this intense fear that something wrong was going to happen. I don't know if it was airports or planes or headlines in the news of planes going down, but we were always doing road trips. And so now whenever I'm faced with, should I fly somewhere? Should I drive somewhere? I've got this pit in my stomach that I just can't shake.
Yeah.
Because I have that notion of like, oh, something's bad's going to happen. And the few times that I have been on a plane, I'm just white knuckling the little armrests. I think like I'm freaking the people that are sitting next to me out. So it's an ongoing battle.
I think fear of flying is really common.
It is. But, you know, again, you look at the safety record and it pretty much speaks for itself. Recently, you've got some problems.
Some.
All right. Hasn't been good. Right. But, I mean, when you look at the number of people that are flying all over the world, obviously it's the safest mode of transportation. It really is. If you're not walking.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.